So anyway, what am I going to talk about? Well, there was one thing I wanted to talk about that we actually missed. And obviously one of the prevailing topics that I discuss often on the show is that the UK has gone to shit. And this is a variety of reasons. I mean, I'm not going to get into Brexit. Don't worry. What an absolute fucking just unparalleled, you know, nightmare that whole situation is from start to finish. You have a referendum you don't need to have because you're that confident you'll win it. You then lose it. You immediately leave all the people that called for the referendum stand down saying, well, I didn't want this, so I'm not going to implement it. All the people that got Brexit pushed through immediately stand down and go, well, we didn't really have a plan, so we're not going to implement, we're not going to help implement it. So the pile of shit that is Brexit is just left on everyone's collective doorstep. And it's just like, well, who's going to deal with this? Nobody can get it through in a way that's going to do right by the British people, whether you wanted it or didn't. And now we're left with the unenviable position of we either don't administer a democratic vote and just basically ignore it and say, yep. Even though we never had to do it in the first place, we did it. We listened to the people. Turns out we won't be doing that anymore, which sets an incredibly dangerous precedent moving forward for how you want to handle mainstream democracy in modern Britain. Or we get some fucking awful garbage deal just pushed through that really is barely Brexit. Not what people voted for at all. But sorry, it kind of gets us out of the EU.
Get yourself a curry and burn the fucker out.
And you'll
get well soon, chap.
Yeah, that's another method that fails. It's just the only thing that gets burnt out is my fucking ring piece. But thanks for the donation. But, you know, and we end up with just some garbage deal. So I think even yesterday, Theresa May said it's more likely that you end up with no Brexit rather than a Brexit with no deal set up with Europe. So absolute nightmare, not gonna get into it. Didn't want Brexit, didn't vote Brexit. Everyone seems to misattribute I did. That's because Destiny for some reason spread that lie, even though there's video footage of me saying I absolutely unequivocally didn't want it for economic reasons, which is the only reason, because it's not like the EU is a fine institution. But I equally think as well, if you have a vote on something, you gotta push the fucking vote through once. You know, like once the people have spoken, you don't get to go, sorry, guys, can we just do this again? Because, you know, and even then the argument that, but they were lied to. Well, lied to every election as a matter of course. The political class lies to the populace repeatedly, profoundly. It's in the remit of a politician's job to lie to the general populace. So let's not say that, there was lies in this election, as if there's never been lies in any other election in Britain, because that would be a farcical viewpoint. So, the whole thing's a joke. But Britain's a joke, and it's a joke for, that's a funny sub. It's SOCOM. I love how you gift subs to comedic figures. Thank you. Where did I put the water? So, Britain has had a general erosion of civil liberties in the country. And I'm sure you've all noticed this. It goes to strange things such as where we decide that we're... Hey, Tubefin, how you doing, buddy? Appreciate it. 4 months in a row. Where, for example, you get bizarre situations like that guy in Scotland, where he was arrested and is facing jail time for carrying a potato peeler. You get situations where you're having police seizures of gardening equipment. But not only that, you also have had this erosion of speech protection laws, which extends to very bizarre, you know, the word Orwellian is overused, but this is absolutely Orwellian. You know, posters on the London Underground, you know, signs on the tube, signs on the side of buses and other public transportation, like saying, oh, hey, listen, don't say mean things on the internet, because if you do, it might be hate speech and we might have to come and arrest you. And it's like, hate, the legal definition of what is hate speech in the UK and in Europe is very clear. It's not up for negotiation as to what it is. Hate speech is a direct call to action of violence or discrimination against a minority or marginalized group. The end. That's all it is. Me saying, you know, Islam's a bit silly, isn't it? That's not hate speech. That would never pass muster as hate speech. Yet we are deploying droves of police officers to investigate these rather silly tweets. And, you know, we've already got a massively overburdened police force. And that isn't even the issue. It's not that the police force is overburdened is the issue. It's that if somebody wants to say a religion is silly, they're perfectly entitled to do so. If somebody even wants to say, you know, all men are cishet scum, you know, I think those people are silly. I wouldn't want them arrested or even investigated. So that's what we're going to talk about first off here on the broadcast tonight. And I want to talk about Grenfell. For those of you who don't remember what happened with Grenfell Tower, it was actually surreal because I was streaming a game of Football Manager, taking Gateshead to glory, and I was streaming when it happened, and somebody said, "Oh shit, have you seen this fire in London?" Here's Grenfell Tower, and we just watched it. We watched like live footage of it as the building was burning, and it was horrifying. And obviously, it becomes even more horrifying when you realize that it was something that could have been averted. There weren't adequate facilities to prevent a fire of that nature, which should be standard in every high-rise flat. And then, obviously, subsequent investigation revealed that the type of cladding that was used on the building wasn't just not fire retardant, it was actually an accelerant to the fire. Deaths would have been prevented if they hadn't have used it. And the only reason it was used was to save money, which, again, it's corporate manslaughter, effectively. So I watched it and I was like really fucking horrified by that. It's just a terrible thing. And again, it just shows what I consistently tell you. Your enemy isn't the immigrant that takes the scarce job, or the fucking working class pleb that votes a certain way on a referendum you don't like. The enemy is the political class. The enemy is always the political class. And that starts at the very low levels of petty government that you get in the UK with councils and such, who literally, while they are driven around, remember I used to work for Birmingham City Council, so I know this, while they're driven around in chauffeur-driven cars or private cabs to have meetings that they have to attend, a minimum of at least, to retain their positions, which are all catered for with taxpayers' money, they make a decision to save money that they, you know, as if there's no waste, that will kill people, meanwhile, while wasting your money in other ways for their own decadent and depraved lifestyles. The political class is the enemy. It always will be the enemy. It just always will be. You can try and beat that, but we've been trying to beat that since feudal times. It just hasn't changed. It's just got a different clothing. And Grenfell really should hammer that home, that all the people who were killed in that fire, the one thing they had in common wasn't skin color, wasn't immigration background, wasn't nationality even in some cases. It was the fact that they were all poor and they all had to live in a shitty little high-rise death trap, which was made more dangerous by wealthy decadent pigs. So just saying, okay? The political class, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting a bit lefty again. My bad, shouldn't. Starting to sound like I'd get a job for the Young Turks. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But anyway. So Grenfell, hopefully I've made my views quite clear on Grenfell, that I think what happened was appalling. I want everybody involved, everybody who made that decision, anybody involved in that corporate manslaughter to be imprisoned to the fullest extent of the law. That is the only appropriate response. I'm praying for that outcome. You know, we've got the Hillsborough trial coming up as well, where I'm hoping the political class finally are going to get their comeuppance for not just what happened at Hillsborough, that awful day, which I remember vividly as a child, but the subsequent cover-ups in the media, the subsequent lies and smears of the Liverpudlian people. Finally, I'm hoping we're going to see some actual fucking justice. I never hold my breath, but, you know, it's been what, like, how many fucking years? 25 or something? More? You know? So anyway, hopefully my views about Grenfell are quite clear, but I'm going to say something that maybe people don't like, and choose something that you don't like, but we've got to be, keep an open mind. So let's talk about, there was an investigation launched, and you're going, okay, they're going to investigate the people who caused the fire. No, 6 people were arrested for making a joke about the Grenfell Tower tragedy. And you're like, no, Richard, no, this must be a really bad joke. Well, here, look, I'm going to show you the video.
The burning people.
Basically, what happened was, it was a group of people having a barbecue and a late night drinking session on their private property in their back garden, and they decided to film themselves. They made a paper effigy of Grenfell Tower, and they burnt it on a bonfire while laughing about it. Now, obviously, I guess you don't even have to be related or even close to the people who died in the Grenfell Tower tragedy to find this particularly offensive. I don't think it's a particularly funny joke, but, again, we can't start investigating people on the basis that the jokes aren't funny. I'll show you the video.
Watch out, you're gonna fall over them.
Now that would have been funny.
Fire, people!
Sorry, wait, you ready, Nick? Hold on, wait, you've got to stick it on top, Dad.
It's hot.
It's really hot.
That is so bad.
Bye.
Great. Careful.
Yeah, let's video it then, mate.
I think I will, mate.
Stay in your flat.
We are coming to get you.
Yeah. I mean, nuts.
Could you go and rob the bottom flats?
Look at him, look, hanging around. Look at him hanging up there.
What's Sarah saying?
Help me! Help me!
Didn't it start from the 10th floor, though?
Oh, we should have turned it upside down.
Don't worry, stay in your face.
Too bright.
Jump out the window!
If you hear bright, don't worry, stay in your flex.
some people got some really bad taste.
That's Amazon, they don't pay their rent.
Yeah.
Right, it's
going to
go over.
Oh, here we go, it's
going to
crumble here.
Oh, it's going to go all over the
top. It's going to go over the Six Flags. Six Flags going to get it.
Yeah, get going.
Get
steady on.
Oh, he's lost it.
All right, so that's the video. You can see it's a group of drunk people in a garden, burning, you know, for whatever reason, a replica of Grenfell Tower and laughing about it. I studied the video quite closely when it first came out, and I wanted to see what the grounds for arrest would be, because I was like, well, the video must contain something racist or something that could be inferred as hate speech or something like that, right? Well, no, I mean, you'll notice, yes, there were some black figures in the building, but there were also some white figures in the building. You heard the audio. There was nothing racist uttered at all. It was just a bunch of very callous people who I would go so far as to say, you know, lack a little bit of empathy, laughing at the expense of a tragedy, which, lest we forget, that is one of the roots of comedy. And when you get a bit of proximity between yourself and a tragedy, it's very easy to make fun of it. I mean, you know, we've all heard jokes about 9/11 now. I mean, I remember people joking about it in the UK very quickly after September the 11th happened. You know, I remember stuff like, you know, what's Osama bin Laden's favorite football team? The New York Jets. You know, these are These were jokes that were doing the rounds at the time, and obviously it's very easy to be flippant and callous about tragedies when they don't personally affect you. I think that is just, again, part of the human condition, you know? Think celebrities that get very interested in charities all of a sudden that affect them, you know? Like when, oh, I've got Parkinson's, time to start finding that cure and putting all my millions into Parkinson's research. Didn't give a fuck before I got Parkinson's. Didn't give a fuck before I had my back broken. Didn't give a fuck before my, you know, mother got this disease. Didn't give a fuck about Lou Gehrig's disease. Didn't give a fuck about any of it. But now it affects me, so now I give a fuck about it. And I don't even necessarily condemn people for that. I think that is just, again, part of our human condition, that empathy is a skill, is a personality trait that takes a lot to not only attain, but to consistently apply. So anyway, I saw this, I watched the video several times. I watched different types of videos, so it was reported. I couldn't find anything racist in the video. I couldn't find anything prejudiced in the video. I didn't find any references to illegal immigrants in the video. I didn't find any reference to Islam in the video. I couldn't find anything in the video that would have constituted a hate crime. So I was very perplexed by the reports that six people have been arrested over this. Basically, everybody that was present in the garden that night was arrested, and they are being investigated for a public order offense. And here it is. And it didn't just end. This is where it gets really bizarre, okay, guys? Because you're like, okay, they took a video, they uploaded a video, the video was in poor taste, they got investigated, and that was the end of it. Well, it gets worse, because the police actually were searching their property. I don't know what they would be looking for, but the police arrested them, searched the house. I don't, and again, what were they looking for? Theresa May was asked to comment on the video. That's the Prime Minister. That's the leader of Britain, was asked by the press to give a statement about this stupid YouTube video. And she said it is utterly unacceptable. Not that it's bad taste. You see, I think this is bad taste. I think this is in bad taste. I think it's not very nice. I think I would go as far as to say it's a bit of a shitty thing to joke about. When the leader of your country describes you as engaging in what is clearly an act of free speech, not an act of anything that would be qualified as hate speech, when they say it's utterly unacceptable, it's interesting, isn't it? That's a very, you know, that has a chilling effect, right? They talk a lot about Donald Trump. And now Donald Trump, when he says stuff, oh, it makes the press not want to write things. He's having a chilling effect on free speech. Well, what does it say when your leader comes out and says it's unacceptable to make this particular type of joke? And look, this is, if you scroll down here, where was it? They even had... They interview survivors from the fire, and they said it's chilling, it's cold-blooded. I feel so bad, let alone people who lost relatives. They should be brought to justice. Well, what is justice in this instance? I don't understand. So as you can see here, the six people that were arrested under Section 4A of the Public Order Act in 1986. Which says, any intentional harassment, alarm, or distress caused by the use of threatening, abusive, or insulting words or signs. So I looked into it. I was like, surely this just wouldn't be covered by the Public Order Offense Act and what it was for. So here we've got this. This is the original Public Order Act of 1986. Fear or provocation of violence. 4.1. A person is guilty of an offence if he uses towards another person threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behaviour, or distributes or displays to another person any writing, sign, or other visible representation which is threatening, abusive, or insulting, with intent to cause that person to believe that immediate unlawful violence will be used against him or by any person, or to provoke the immediate use of unlawful violence by that person or another, or whereby that person is likely to believe that such violence will be used, or it is likely that such violence will be provoked. So this is all about, okay, if I come up to you and I say, listen, you fucking ugly cunt, you know, you need to fuck off, you twat, you know, and I keep provoking you and pushing you into a point where an appropriate response to make me stop might be violent, or I intimidate you sufficiently to believe that I might commit violence towards you, or if I hold a sign up, you know, I guess if I held up a sign that said, you know, went up to a group of immigrants and I said, and I held up a sign, immigrants go home, and I was chanting at them and trying to incite them to violence, I'd be committing a public order offence. How you interpret six people having a gathering in their their back garden, burning an effigy about something that doesn't cross any sort of political, religious, sexuality, gender, none of those lines, and then you're basically laughing about a tragedy, a joke, and you take video and you put it on YouTube. You haven't directly confronted somebody with the offensive thing. So I don't understand what they're trying to say here. I really don't get it. So, it seems to me that what they're trying to do here is they're trying to apply a rule where the intent of the law is very clear. It's to stop direct confrontational language being used of a sufficient level of provocation that would compel you or make you feel compelled to attack me. That is what the intent of this specific law is. To try and expand this to this particular case seems very, very egregious indeed. And I think actually there was a write-up on it. Let me just see. Yeah, so there was a legal write-up on it that basically said, if you're found guilty of an offence of Section 4A of the Public Order Act, you can be sentenced up to 6 months in prison for this. This is something that carries up to 6 months in prison. Like, so imagine that. I've made it, you know, we all said, like, stuff like Dankula couldn't happen again, that it was like this very weird one-off instance that probably wouldn't be replicated, but no, it absolutely will be replicated, and it's being replicated. This isn't even linked directly to the Dankula case. It's actually, it doesn't, they're very unabashedly admitting, well, this doesn't constitute hate speech, but we can still send you to prison for a tasteless joke. I mean, this is actually worse than the Dankula case in a lot of ways. It's just very, very bizarre. Now, if you're like me and you kind of follow journalists that write about such things, there's a chap called Brendan O'Neill, and he wrote a very good opinion piece about it over at Spiked, where he's the editor now. The question is quite simple: is it now a crime to be a twat? And that is a very good question, isn't it? Because the obvious answer to that is, well, no, it certainly shouldn't be a crime to be a twat, because you would effectively criminalize 70% of planet Earth overnight, I would wager. Maybe more. And then how do you enforce and police that? And isn't being a twat subjective anyway? And, you know, he makes some good points here. He said, the effigy burners say this is what you get for not paying your rent, as the paper figures are consumed by the bonfire flames. Gross. but criminal. That would be even more gross. Living in a society that criminalizes people for what they say in their own back gardens would be worse, infinitely worse, than living in a society that has small numbers of prejudiced twats who think mocking the Grenfell calamity is funny. And yet it looks like we live in that society. The commander of Scotland Yard, no less, issued a plea for information about the video, declaring himself appalled by the callous nature of the people in it and by their vile comments. I'm sorry, but I don't want the police investigating videos in which no crime has been committed, in which no one's property has been damaged or stolen, and no person has been harmed, in which there is merely an act of expression. That way, the police state lies. If we allow speech in one's home to become a police matter, we will regret it profoundly. What next? Telescreens? And that, of course, is again evoking the 1984 dystopia that Orwell wrote about. So, Seems to me like, again, when people say to me, oh, Richard, you know, like, you're going all in on this American stuff, aren't you? You're going all in a little bit on this American stuff. It's like, listen, say what you want about America, even in its polarizing times, even at a time when the left, voice crack, even at a time when the left really seems to be advocating for a fucking policing of speech across the board, and even when universities, with the students at universities, would rather burn those universities to the ground than let conservative speakers attend and say what they've got to say, where we have this idea that being exposed to ideologies is in itself a dangerous thing. You always have, of course, the First Amendment. And the First Amendment is sacrosanct out here. I can't ever see any government. If you can't make amendments to the Second Amendment, then certainly the First Amendment is enshrined. And this has been held up many, many times in the court, where even the First Amendment actually stipulates there's no such thing as hate speech. Or rather, there is, but it is protected by the First Amendment. So America, hands down, is a much better landscape if you want to explore things intellectually, if you want to express yourself freely, than anything that's happening in the UK right now. And this, of course, is... yeah, I don't want to get into that. thanks for the question, though. This proves it. Like, what happens here? I'll tell you what I think happens here. I think these people are, because of the very public standing of the case of Grenfell, and almost as a distractive measure from the fact that we've still yet to bring the people who are guilty of this act of corporate manslaughter to justice, I think what will happen is these people will very hastily be found guilty of this alleged crime, this non-crime, and they won't go to jail, but they will have to admit guilt and pay a fine, which is another option available to the prosecution services. It's mind-boggling. And again, also as well, at the same time, while this is getting coverage, what doesn't get coverage is that the Freedom of Information Act surrounding the investigation of the fire itself and the corporate manslaughter components, that Freedom of Information Act request was denied, very, very publicly denied by the Metropolitan Police Service. So on the one hand, we've got, you know, we're going to suppress your right to joke about this thing because we say it's reprehensible and terrible, and yet also with the public who want to know what the police are doing to actually hold the people that caused the fire accountable. Now, you don't need to know about that, plebs. Go back to bed, back to sleep. You don't need to know who we've arrested or who we've investigated or how the investigation's coming along or who might serve jail time. Absolutely not. And this is the evidence of that Freedom of Information request being made, and this Freedom of Information request being denied here. Very, very worrying times in the UK. It's rapidly becoming a shithole on so many levels. And these are the ones that worry me. You know, like Brexit, whatever happens with it, It'll all come out in the wash. Although I think it's probably historically worth noting that Britain has gone to civil war over less in the past than a incumbent government refusing to enact a democratic vote. I'm just, you know, it couldn't happen again, right? But it has happened in the past. If you know your history about Britain, I'm far from a historian or in that one, but if you go look at, I know, like causes of the, you know, civil war and everything else, yes, there have certainly been civil wars over far less. So it's interesting to see. And in fact, one of the reasons we have the parliamentarian movement and the fact that the parliament has more power than the monarchy is to ensure that the will of the people is enacted. And now parliament is the one refusing to enact the will of the people. So yeah, Britain's pretty fucking terrible right now. There's no getting away from it.